is the Red Carpet with Izzy Showbizzy.
Now it's that time of year again when we're looking for our Cork Rose and the selection is beginning. The 2015 Cork Rose selection will take place on the 12th and 13th of June at the Silver Springs Mourn Hotel. The Rose of Tralee 2014 winner Maria Walsh will team up with 2014 Cork Rose Anna Geary and Escort of the Year Connor Walsh to track down one lucky girl at the Cork Rose Sponsor Hotel. And I'm joined by one of those candidates right now, Holly Barry. Thanks for coming in to chat to us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So Holly, what made you decide you wanted to get involved with the Rose of Tralee this year?
To be honest, it's such a fantastic experience and to be any way involved is amazing. So basically, it's a great platform definitely to meet so many new friends and have so many new experiences. So it's something I was really excited to do. Plus, it's greater recognition out there for the whole event as well and show that it's so amazing and there's so much involved. Because really what they're looking for is an ambassador for Cork. So everyone has different qualities they're all bringing, obviously, but who'll win? God only knows. It'll be brilliant though.
And there's so many Cork Roses at the moment, isn't there?
We have so many, 46 this year.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's a huge group of us, yes.
And I suppose it's all like a little sisterhood at the moment because you've been doing loads of work together for the last couple of weeks. Tell us about that, because I know you were a busy bee with stuff going on yesterday. You did a
I know,
tour,
we had our tour. It was absolutely amazing. So for the last 3 weeks, there's been a lot of events going on. So we've gone to the Dogs and the Mallow Racecourse and both of them were phenomenal. But yesterday, as you said, we had our tour. So that brought us all around Cork. So we started off in Middleton at the distillery and then we went to Fota and we went to the Commodore for a lunch and co and the Titanic and it was absolutely amazing. And then we ended up in Reardon's for the night, which was fabulous. Delighted the whole lot of us.
Yeah, so the night went out on a high anyway. We'll
oh
say that
God, anyway. Amazing. Yeah, now some of the girls had their actual interviews yesterday too after the tour, so they were rushed off anyway and getting them done. But they all said it was fabulous anyway, no fear of them.
Brilliant. And what is the whole interview process like? Do you get a heads up of what you're going to be asked or what you're going to be doing?
So it's kind of all done in your application form. So you all filled it in and it literally covers everything from what you're doing in college or your job and kind of what your interests are then too. So they kind of work off that. So there's three sets of interviews. So you have your one that's your individual interview, which was happening all day today and yesterday. So they're all kind of 10 minutes long with three judges. And then as well from there, you have your group interview, which is eight people in the room. And you're basically just talking about any topical thing they give you to talk about. And then your onstage interview on the night as well.
And is that something that makes you really nervous or are you more excited and looking forward to the whole process?
Oh, I love that aspect of it. I really do. I'm doing marketing in CIT as well and we're really trained how to speak as well. We constantly have presentations. So that's something that I actually love doing. So I'm really excited for that, definitely.
Now, we know that you're getting ready for next weekend and that you're busy, but you're also busy with something else. You have a blog called Along Came Holly, which I just love that name.
Thank you.
Did you come up with that yourself?
I did. That was literally months in the process now. But when I heard it, I was like, it was basically me and my family thinking about a name for ages and we came with that and like there was no second doubts or anything.
No.
That was the one. We knew it definitely straight away.
Amazing. So how did you get into blogging? How did that all come about?
That's been such an amazing experience for me as well. So basically, I've always had an interest in fashion and beauty. Now, in my teenage years, I definitely didn't have the confidence to express that whatsoever. So it's something that I've really gained from that as well. But it was just really bringing together all my experiences. So it is fashion and beauty, but there's more than that too. It's just basically my life at this stage, really. But it's just a way that I vent that then as well. Like, I was never into sports or anything, so this is my baby. This is every interest I possibly have. So that's all it is, really. And that it was just a way to express all that.
Amazing. So your blog is basically your GAA.
Literally my GAA. Bread and butter, everything.
Well, Holly Barry, thanks a million for coming in to chat all things Rose of Tralee with us today. And best of luck next weekend at the Silver Springs Hotel for the Cork Rose selection. And have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much. Thanks a million.
And if you want to have a look at Holly's blog, alongcameholly.com is where you'll find everything.
Thanks so much.
All the world's hottest showbiz. This is the Red Carpet.